Next patient, Michael LaCroix. Last name, L like in Lima, A-C-R-O-I-X. First name, Michael. This is a clinical case of a ...65-year-old white male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The diabetes mellitus has been treated with the administration of glipizide and as well as the administration of metformin. In 2016, the patient had a microalbumin creatinine ratio that was more than 400, and at that time he had a proteinuria of 2+. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-I-S-S-A-I-N-T. And she found that in September of 2023, the albumin creatinine ratio was 7,549. Period. The patient is a COPD-er. For that reason, he needs he has been prescribed prednisone in order to be able to keep him away from exacerbations. He has two episodes of COVID in two separate occasions in 2020 and 1 year later. And the COVID affected him significantly. And he says that he has a memory impairment at the present time. Period. Because of the presence of diabetic nephropathy, we are going to prescribe Farxiga, 10 milligrams on a daily basis. The prescription was sent to CVS in Lake Placid, P-L-A-C-I-D. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension has been getting under control since he started to lose weight. In 2015, the patient was 300 pounds. Now he's 279 pounds. And we are asking him to continue to lose and change the lifestyle, avoid the production of industrial food, avoid salt, decrease the fluid intake, and most importantly, a plant-based diet. In turn, that is going to help the diabetes as well as the hypertension. Following number, the coronary artery disease. The patient has two stents. Was recently evaluated by the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, and stressed his echocardiogram and carotid Doppler ultrasound have been ordered. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient said that ever since he was 17 years old, he has problems with the lungs. Apparently, he smoked for some period of time. And as mentioned before, the only way to control the exacerbations is by using the prednisone 5. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin B deficiency and supplementation. Following number, sleep apnea treated with CPAP. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any esophagitis that is treated with famotidine. In the plan, change the diet, decrease the sodium intake, decrease the fluid intake to 50 ounces in 24 hours. Plant-based diet, blood sugar control, and the administration of the SGLT2 inhibitor. Paragraph, we spent 20 minutes reviewing the lab and the past history that is extensive in the face-to-face 30 minutes in the documentation 7 minutes.